Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report, spotlighting the Oklahoma FFA area stars for 2018. All during April, we're talking with 20 FFA members who've been named an area star in one of four disciplines. This week, we're focusing on the five area stars in ag production. Today, we have with us Rhett Taylor of the Okema FFA chapter, your Northeast Area Star Farmer. Our special salute to these high achievers being made possible by AFR, the American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. We're back with Rhett Taylor here in just a moment.
AFR Insurance is one of the top providers of auto, home, farm, and life insurance for rural and urban Oklahoma. And here's why. It's our service that sets us apart. Our claims department is known for prompt, fair, and friendly service. And that's what you should want and expect from an insurance company. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
With us today, Rhett Taylor of the Okema FFA chapter. Rhett is your Northeast Area Star in Ag Production. Rhett, tell us about your SAE that made you a finalist for Star Farmer of Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. I'd love to share you my SAE. My SAE is my supervisor agriculture experience is Bring Swine Production. I started Bring Swine Production when I was 9 years old. I started the business R&R Show Pigs, Rhett and Ross Taylor, with my brother in 2008. And with it, we've grown the operation from just a few breeding sows to now 10 purebred sows consisting of Berkshire, Chester White, Duroc, Yorkshire, and Hereford breed swine. With it, I converted all the SAE into my own as my own SAE for breeding swine with the Hereford breed. Starting in 2009 when I added that breed, my brother graduated in 2013, and then from 9 on, it just became all mine, all myself, because my brother never liked the Hereford hogs, and the breed just really growed on people, and it's now getting to be pretty popular at the Oklahoma Youth Expo and Tulsa State Fair, and I've been very fortunate to do really well in showing and exhibiting show pigs as well as breeding my own.
So are you concentrating now on the Hereford breed now?
Yes, sir. That's my favorite of the breeds I mentioned to you. The Hereford breed's a little bit more of a growing breed. This year at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, we saw two classes of market barrels and two classes of breeding gilts. I'm going to share a little bit with you on a market bear as a castrated male hog, and what we do there, it's intent for marketing, of course, for production. And breeding swine is a little bit more of a different, because with those gilts, are going to be retained back and be sold and then be bred and hopefully make the next generation better.
So what's the secret for success with the show pig operation? What makes you successful?
Well, sir, that's a little bit harder question to answer, because success can be measured in so many ways, in my opinion. As far as the show pig world changes, it changes every day, and it changes every few months at trends of what judges pick, of bone size to muscle shape to how tall and pretty they want them. And so to be successful in it, you got to have a lot of hard work and that mindset of determination to make that next show pig better and be able to be successful with it. I've done this with attending live sales and putting my own weanling pigs on online sales, for that matter, and be able to open up a whole new market and be able to have a high marketability for all my show pigs. And hopefully those exhibitors will be successful for themselves later down the road. And in the whole scheme of things, do like what I'm trying to do and have a exponential resale value for those offspring.
I would think that one of the key skills that you've learned is how you market your animals successfully.
Well, like I said, I attend a lot of live sales, and with this, the world changes of show pigs, because show pigs have, we've seen it where it's been popular to go to a live sale and pick out that weanling and then purchase it and go out and show it. And nowadays, we're going to more of an online version of this, and where we take a picture, and what I do is I'll lure the pig in with marshmallow cream and a whip. And that sounds funny, but that's really what I do. And I show those attributes of what that show pig's going to possess as it gets bigger, and hopefully market those pigs and just get a little bit more of an interest from that and be able to sell them.
Okay, I see that you're president of your chapter. Tell me about your involvement with FFA.
Yes, sir. I started with the FFA chapter in the fall of 2014 when I started high school. I've been in it for 4 years now. And I made a goal to win chapter president, and actually to make it be a goal to be Northeast Area Star Farmer. And then from this, it's just phenomenal of how far I've came and how much I've done. And And what got me here today is all the people back home pushing me to keep doing my SA project and grow it and try to be more successful with it and opening up new doors for me.
Okay, so what's the plans after graduation from high school?
Yes, sir. I plan to attend Connor State College in Warner, Oklahoma. Okay. I plan to be on the livestock judging team, and I plan to major in agribusiness and animal science.
Okay.
And then later attend school at Oklahoma State University and finish out those degrees.
Thank you, Rhett. Rhett Taylor of Okema FFA. He is your Northeast Area Star Farmer. Our thanks to AFR for sponsoring our coverage of the Oklahoma FFA Stars. All these FFA Stars will be honored at the upcoming Oklahoma FFA State Convention on the 1st and 2nd of May. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.